KLMJ, radio on the go.
Welcome to the Sports Beat. Each Saturday morning, Mort's Water Company in Latimer presents the Sports Beat on 104.9 FM and the Radio on the Go stream, featuring a variety of sport interviews. Mort's Water Company is proud to support this weekly show, and now it's time for the Mort's Water Company Sports Beat.
Good Saturday morning. It's Dylan Dierberg here with you on 104.9 KLMJ. And this time, no, I'm not bringing you a track report, although there will be one headed your way soon. But I am introducing this week's edition of the Mort's Water Company Sports Beat. Yes, we're going to stick the sports beat in here, and I tell you what, it will have a track and field report and interview involved here. In fact, that is our first segment for today. A state track and field report and interview will start our four-segment show for today, and then we have another mix and mashup of interviews, starting with golf interviews from head coach Todd Thompson of the North Butler Bearcats, who are headed off to state as a team. Also, we have an interview with West Fork Warhawk golfer Noah Atkinson on his round at Spring Valley Golf Course. We have an interview with Rockford's head coach Connie Butler about how Adam Wyberny and her team performed this season, as well as an interview from our very own John Mowinkle of golfer Daniel Stahl for the AGWSR Cougars, who is headed off to state. After all of that, we'll finish off the show today with an interview of Dustin Moorhead, the girls' golf head coach at Hampton Dumont Cal. That's what our show is looking like today. You're in for a good one. Stay tuned right here for that report and interview from the State Track and Field Championships in Des Moines and more headed your way on this week's Mort's Water Company Sports Beat Show here on 104.9 KLMJ.
The weather is changing and we are ready to dig. This is Brandon Morton at Mort's Water Company. If you need a new water or sewer line, a new septic tank or leach field, or a sewer upgrade, call 1-800-HEY-MORT. Call Mort's Water Company. We have all the equipment and experienced crews for your project. Mort's Water Company works anywhere you can hear this message. Call 1-800-HEY-MORT, call Mort's Water Company, or visit us on the web at mortsonline.com.
I'm John Mowinkle reporting from Drake Stadium in Des Moines, where day three of the Class 1A, 2A, 3A, and 4A State COA track and field meet is about to get underway. And for the first time since 2019, all four classes will be running track events at the same time. Several local student athletes still yet to take the track. Here is what is coming up today. We'll start with Clarksville because they have an event right away at 9 o'clock a.m. It's their sprint medley relay taking the track for their final event that their school is having here today. Also, Karis Lippert of AGWSR hits the track for the 800-meter run at 10:30. That's all the Cougars have today. North Butler has one event today. It's their shuttle hurdle relay team, which finished second in the preliminaries here on Thursday. They will run here at about 12:15 p.m. Applington Parkersburg's Quinlan Schultz will run in the Class 2A girls 800-meter run that starts at 11:20. Belmont Clummy, Tate Sander has qualified for the 100-meter dash finals for boys Class 2A, as well as the 200-meter dash finals. Those are both coming up later this afternoon. And also for the Broncos, Isaac Swenson taking part in the 800-meter run today. The Belmont Clummy sprint medley team also hits the track at 10 o'clock a.m. Dyke New Hartford, quite a few events. Let's start on the girls' side. Their 4x100-meter relay team qualified yesterday by finishing sixth, so they will run in today's Class 2A final at 11:56 a.m. Dyke New Hartford's girls 4x4 is also in after a seventh-place finish yesterday. They will run at 4:01 this afternoon. Also, the Dyke New Hartford girls sprint medley relay team, one of the first events on the track today. That starts at 9:12 a.m. Moving on to the Dyke New Hartford boys, one of the last events of the day today will be the 4x400-meter relay. The Wolverines qualified for that yesterday by placing sixth. Wolverine's sprint medley relay is also on the track at about 10 o'clock this morning. Then we move on to Grundy Center with Soren Cleveland taking part in the 800-meter run at 11:20 a.m. And then two Spartans are in the boys' 2A 1600-meter run. Those are Ethan Sadler and Caden Lynch, scheduled to start at 2:22 p.m. Also, the Spartan boys' sprint medley relay team is participating today. South Hardin has a student athlete competing today. It's Macy Engelson, back this year in the 800-meter run. That's at 10:40 a.m. Hampton Dumont Cal's meet is done, And finally, Iowa Falls, Alden on the girls' side. Jaslyn Daigle qualifies for the finals in both the 100-meter dash and 200-meter dash. We'll see Taya Miller in the 1500-meter run later this afternoon. And then on the boys' side, Jaden Damiano qualified for the 110-meter hurdles final. He'll run his final today at 1:20 p.m., looking for another state title. It's going to be a very packed and busy day. Again, all four classes are going at once here at Drake Stadium in Des Moines. Stay tuned throughout the day for reports and interviews. And as always, you can find live results. We got a Google Doc for you at radioonthego.com. Find it there for the latest from Drake Stadium in Des Moines. Stay tuned. We'll have another report coming up in about another half hour. I'm John Bowinkle, reporting from Drake Stadium for Radio On The Go Sports.
At Mort's Water Company, we're busy thinking spring, and we're getting our equipment ready to dig. This is Justin Morton at Mort's Water Company. This winter, our crews have been busy making sure we are ready when you are ready to dig. Call Mort's Water Company for water lines, septic systems, pump and well work, and horizontal boring. Call 1-800-HEY-MORT. Call Mort's Water Company. Find us at mortsonline.com.
Reporting here for Radio On The Go Sports from Spring Valley Golf Course on this gorgeous afternoon for District Golf on the boys' side. And I'm talking to now the head coach of the North Butler Bearcat boys, who just shot a 340 as a team and now have qualified with the second place team score to go on to state. Coach, congratulations.
Thank you.
Well, Coach, we talked to you last week when you guys won the Nashua meet at sectionals to move on to districts, and you were talking to me about where they needed to score, and you said maybe they'd need to do a little bit better than what they did last week. Well, they do that. They shoot a 340, and it's winning by 14 strokes over the third-place team. How do you feel about their performance today?
Well, it's fantastic. It's the first boys team that I've taken to state in golf. I know we had one that qualified, I think, in 2005 or 6, but it's been a while. And like you mentioned earlier, that we shot 344, I believe, at Nashua. And I told them, you know, the next day at practice, I said, you know, you got to do the same. We got to maybe come down a few. And so they came down 4, I guess, today. And it happened to be enough. And, you know, Sean and Nolan shot 82, which was really big for us to have those two low scores there. And then, you know, and Mitchell and Dylan shot 88. And I was with Mitchell most of the day. And I know he left a few shots out there. But, you know, in the end, the scorecard gets reset to 0 for next week, and we get to try it again.
Well, not only that, Coach, but I think we talked about it too last time, the depth on this team. I mean, it's you guys are legitimately 6 deep. I know you had one shoot a 100 today, but that's not normal. I mean, most of your guys are all right around that low 90s, high 80s range, and then with the capability of shooting even low 80s to into the high 70s. Talk about the depth on this team.
Yeah, you know, it matters. It's a big deal. It's, you know, especially, you know, we had, you know, a tie for third place with a couple teams today, and the fifth place guys tied, and then they went to the sixth place score, which I hadn't never seen that before. You know, so even though that, you know, today Avery and Aiden score didn't count, you know, it is important when you get to this point in the season that, you know, there's a potential there could be a tie, and then now they're going to be on the hook for their score. So, you know, they have to, you know, at least said today, they had to bring and play as well as they could.
Certainly, Coach, and now moving forward, obviously, state taking place at Ames. Nice course. I've actually played it before. Well taken care of, and creates some interesting challenges as well with water in different spots, forces you to shoot over, lay up sometimes. I know you've seen the course before. Meg, your daughter, has played the course. Talk about the challenges that course is going to give these guys.
Yeah, you know, it is a challenge, like you mentioned, and but, you know, it's still golf. You know, the challenges are there just for eye candy, and it's still a point A to point B on some holes, and you have to use some golf course management, which I think we're getting better at, you know, especially playing out here today. And other than Nolan Reeser, the other five guys had not seen this place before, so, you know, I'm sure we'll hear some stories on the way back today, and, you know, about some maybe issues they ran into. But, you know, but for the most part, the Ames Golf and Country Club is a great test of golf. It's fair. It'll be in great condition, and we hope the weather, you know, cooperates so we can get to, you know, compete for a couple days. And you know, we made it. Everybody's at ground zero again, and let's see what we can do next week.
Right, hanging up a banner now. Obviously, just took a picture of you guys celebrating that. How long has it been since you guys have gotten to this pinnacle, as far as boys or even boys and girls together?
Well, you know, we had some basketball teams in the early 2000s that qualified for state. You know, we have obviously some state track participants that have qualified individually over the years. And but as far as team sport, it's been a while, at least at North Butler, that we've had a team qualify for a state tournament. And it hasn't sunk in yet, and I'm sure it will not sink in for a couple of days, but you know, they're part of history now, and that banner will be in their inner gymnasium forever.
Certainly is the case, Coach. And now, final question before I let you go. As far as preparing them for the course that's upcoming, obviously you've played it before. I'm sure you'll put together a sheet with all the ins and outs of the holes on the course, but is there anything else you guys will do to prepare as far as getting ready to perform a state?
No, it'll be just, you know, our normal preparation, but probably with a big emphasis on just getting the ball in play off the tee, you know, especially out here today. You know, if you get out of the fairway here, they had trouble, and then now you're battling to try to keep the damage control under control. And so the big emphasis will be getting the ball and play off the tee rather shoot. And because once they're off the tee, then they're pretty good, you know, going into the greens.
Well, certainly that'll be a key, like it is for any golfer, trying to stay in that fairway. And obviously challenges here, forcing right-handed hitters to hit left and do all the things they need to do off the tee. Another fantastic job for your North Butler boys. Keep it rolling going forward, and as well as the girls. Just speak a little bit on them real quick while I got you here.
Yeah, the girls are over at Grundy Center this afternoon practicing for Wednesday's meet. I played there a few times and was over there yesterday, and the course is in fantastic shape. It's a great setup for our ladies. It's not overly long, so that will play into our benefit. We don't have to be long ball hitters, which we're really not, but you know, there's a premium on accuracy. And you know, it's another day that we get to compete, and how it ends up is, you know, that they'll give their best on Wednesday, and we'll see where we go.
And let's hope for more of this weather, Coach. It's been beautiful. Thank you for your time.
Thanks.
Dylan Dierberg here for Radio On The Go Sports on 104.9 KLMJ Hampton, and I'm speaking now with the individual that qualified from the sectional meet at Nashua for West Fork. That would be Nolan Atkinson. And Nolan, you were the individual winner at the sectional in Nashua, shooting a 78 today. You come out to Spring Valley at District Golf, lots of good golfers out here. You shoot an 85, and you just miss making it as an individual, but you had a heck of a year. Can you just describe the day as a whole? I mean, beautiful weather out here, a nice day to play some golf.
Yeah, you know, the first nine went really good. Shot a 41, and then back nine, I got into some tree trouble and kind of struggled in the trees. But all right, it was fun though.
I talked with your coach. Just had a couple double bogeys, no triples on the card today. You kept it mostly clean out there. Were there any holes that stood out to you as solid holes? You got some pars. Did you get a birdie out there today?
18. My first round, I had a birdie at a 30 footer I had made, so that was probably the highlight of the day. Yeah.
Knocking down a 30-footer is a highlight for anybody's day, even if it's a triple bogey. I think that's always a plus. And now, talking about this season as a whole, obviously, I didn't really get the chance to talk to you last week when you shot that 78. Do you kind of want to describe how that felt, you know, knowing that you were going to move on as an individual, but not only that, but winning the meet as well? That had to be some gratification for work you've put in.
I just felt comfortable. I was probably the most comfortable I felt all year, and yeah, that's about it.
You might have been the only comfortable guy on the course that day. It was about 98 degrees outside, but you made it work, and here you are again representing well today. And now I got to ask you, what grade are you in?
I'm a junior.
You're a junior. So one more year coming yet. Obviously, you've been working on your golf game a long time. When did you start playing golf?
Ooh, I don't know. Ever since probably fifth grade. I don't know. Really early. Yeah.
Really, really young, and obviously taking it serious here in high school and seeing those benefits pay off. Now I guess the rest of the year is just about getting out and golfing where you can for fun and being ready for next year, right?
Mm-hmm. Yep.
And what are you looking forward to next year?
I don't know. Hopefully we get a couple more kids out for golf so we can have a little better golf team.
Fair enough. Hey, appreciate your time, Noel.
Thank you.
Now is the time to have your pump and well system checked. This is Justin Morton with Mort's Water Company. Regular maintenance on your pump and well system will save you money in the long run. Your pump and well should give you constant pressure inside and outside your home. Your water should be clean smelling with no cloudiness or sediment. With certified well pump installers, Mort's Water Company will keep your home and farm pumping smoothly. Call 1-800-HEY-MORT or visit us at mortsonline.com for the best well and pump service around.
1049 KLMJ. It's Dylan Dierberg reporting here for Radio On The Go Sports, and I'm here with one of the individual golfers that qualified for the district meet today in Spring Valley Golf Course. I'm with his head coach, so Adam Wyberny of the Rockford Warriors, shot an 87 at sectionals at Nashua, made his way out to Spring Valley today and ended up shooting a 91 today, and I'm here with his head coach, Connie Butler. Connie, thanks for joining me.
You're welcome.
And now Connie, talking about his round today, he shoots a 46, 45, 91, and you know, it's a much nicer day to play some golf, but the wind seems to be causing problems, and this course is just very difficult. It's a tough course to play. It's a higher level course, and I'm seeing a lot of numbers in that low 90s, high 80s range, and these are a lot of good golfers. So what do you have to say as far as his round?
Well, Adam had a fairly average round for him. He had moments of really, really good stuff, but like you said, the wind was a problem, and it's a long course. He has played it a few times, but it still is a challenging course.
That was going to be my question, if he had played it before. I know I've played it before, but I've had the ability to have a golf cart when I play it. Walking it is a different challenge. I mean, that really adds some strain to the legs. It's a physical challenge all of a sudden. Talk about how that can weigh in and change somebody's shot after a round.
Well, it sure can make a difference. Adam's in pretty good shape, so it's not that big a deal for him. But I can see where it can make a difference in a lot of different people's rounds.
And now, where do you think is the most challenging part of this course? Obviously, there's some tee shots that force right-handed hitters to hit left, and there's also some par threes with some tricky and slippery greens, if I have to say so myself. What part of this course can really cause a lot of problems?
Well, the greens are really fast, and a lot of the kids aren't used to that being so well kept and so tightly trimmed. Also, the dog legs. If you haven't played a dog leg before, that can really wreak havoc with your game.
Certainly a couple tough challenges, but now kind of looking back at the season as a whole, if Adam is not able to move on, talk about this season for your team. I mean, play fairly well, represented well at the Nashua tournament, and then having Adam make it to districts, I mean, got to be a successful season, at least in my eyes.
You bet. We have two seniors that are graduating, but I have three underclassmen, freshmen especially, that's really coming on strong and have been playing for years, and so they're going to work together as a team and see what we can do. We hope to be very competitive next spring.
Certainly a team on the rise. Thank you so much, Connie.
Thank you.
Talking now with AGWSR's Daniel Stahl, who is advancing to the state golf tournament after shooting a 74 here today. Tell me what it means to you to be going back to state now.
It's a good feeling. I mean, a lot of hard work put into this, and then finally to see the final scores put up there and get to move on is really a good feeling.
So even though the team just barely doesn't make it, what does it mean to you to be able to still represent AGWSR down at state?
I think it's good that one of us made it down there to still show that what kind of games we got, and the team came up just short, but I know all of them will be back next year, and they'll put in the work to get back here.
So a couple weeks ago you were here at the same course, and you shot a lot better, the team did as a whole shot a lot better today. How fulfilling was that to see much better scoring here today?
It's good. I always like seeing people make progress as they go on through the year, because that shows that they're putting in the work and that they're not giving up. So that's a good sight to see, and that'll help push the younger kids moving on to look up to something like that.
What do you think some of your highlights of your round were here today?
Definitely not my triple bogey on a six, but other than that, I finished birdie, so that was a good feeling.
All right, and your goals once you get to the state tournament now?
I'm gonna try to go win it, so right. See if that happens.
Any final thoughts on making it to state here today?
Nope, just good feeling and blessed to be out here.
Talking to AGWSR boys golf coach Riley Shipper. Coach, unfortunately, by a tiebreaker, you come up just short of making it to state. I guess, how do you sum up today's day of golf?
Yeah, it's disappointing to obviously get beat out by one stroke. I thought our guys battled all day long. We improved. We played here 2 weeks ago. We shot better than we did 2 weeks ago. So, we made a ton of strides to do what we needed to. I think this district was tougher than any district probably in the state. I think our fifth score today probably would have also won a district across the state. So, you had to play some of your best golf, and, unfortunately we came up one stroke too short.
On the other hand, though, Daniel Stahl, he's able to make it in as the runner-up here today. How awesome is it to see him advancing to state?
Yeah, for Daniel, I'm super excited for Daniel. Since last year even, I think at the end of the year after winning the state title as a team, You know, not 100% sure where we would be at as a team this year. You know, I always knew that Daniel would be one of the best golfers in 1A. You know, he's carried one of the best averages all year long in 1A. You know, and he's been perfect teammate for everybody. He's like having a second coach on the team. So, you know, for Daniel to get in, I'm super excited. You know, he's one of the last guys that ever played for Coach Ames. You know, so to get him in, get him carried along, and you know, it couldn't make me prouder as a coach to have him and him and I, you know, good to go spend another, you know, 36 holes together yet. So.
Well, and you had mentioned this briefly earlier, but a couple weeks ago you were here for the conference meet and was not a great showing then, 348 I think it was. How fulfilling was it to see your guys bounce back from that and perform well in sectionals and ultimately get here and nearly make it to state?
Yeah, you know, all you can do is give yourself, you know, you got the best chance is to give yourself a chance, you know, and we played really well last week at sectionals. You know, we not as well today, but, you know, it's a difference in a course. You know, Pheasant Ridge is a long course, you know, and so you got to battle through some things, a lot more sand and different places. And you know, yeah, we shot 14 strokes better today than we did than we did 2 weeks ago, and you know, it unfortunately came up short, but you know, I thought we played really good golf, you know, and our young guys stepped up. You know, Eli Cooper goes 81 today, you know, by far his best round of the year, you know, to give ourselves a chance. And yeah, it's exciting as a coach to see guys play well, and you know, we'll see where we go from here.
All right, any final thoughts on Daniel making it to state here today?
No, you know, I'm excited to see what he can do, and you know, we'll see where he goes, you know, next week. And
that's it. GWSR Boys Golf Coach Riley Shipper.
The weather is changing and we are ready to dig. This is Brandon Morton at Mort's Water Company. If you need a new water or sewer line, a new septic tank or leach field, or a sewer upgrade, call 1-800-HEY-MORT. Call Mort's Water Company. We have all the equipment and experienced crews for your project. Mort's Water Company works anywhere you can hear this message. Call 1-800-HEY-MORT, call Mort's Water Company, or visit us on the web at mortsonline.com.
Dylan Dierberg back with you again here with our final segment on this week's edition of the Mort's Water Company Sports Beat Show. And now we have the pleasure of speaking with Hampton Dumont Cal girls golf coach Dustin Moorhead, who is very happy to join us here and talk about some girls golf as their season wrapped up not too long ago. It looks like the HD Cal girls team finished their season placing fourth at the 3A Region 4 at Clear Lake in Veterans Memorial Golf Course. It's always a fun course to go play, but Coach, first off, how you doing? And secondly, do you kind of want to recap the season for us?
Yeah, I'm doing great. We actually just finished our season, and man, we finished it on an extremely high note. Getting fourth out of the 12 teams that were at our regionals, I think is just unbelievable. There are some great golfers there. There are some great teams there. I couldn't be more happy, more proud of how our girls played at regionals. So overall-wise, for the season, you know, we had some ups and some downs, but I think we've really made strides from last year where we were with lacking some experience to this year. You know, we're walking into most competitions knowing that we're going to compete, and we want to be coming out on the winning side of things. So,
well, Coach, I couldn't agree more. A great performance. You had Trinity Swart finishing 11th overall. The sophomore shot a 92 at that event. What a great shooting day for her. And then Madison Lindemann, another sophomore, a young team you have there. She finishes 15th, shooting a 97. Skylar Valley, the senior, shot a 100 as well. I mean, really good finishes, all of them in the top 20 as far as that's concerned for that specific meet to end the season. Like you said, on a high note, but you guys had several finishes this season near the top. You had a third finish. I know you guys won the golf meet at Lynx Public Golf Course against Webster City and Algona as well. You guys had a second place finish as well at Irv Warren Memorial Golf Course. Can you talk to me about some of the highs this season?
Yeah, even at Irv Warren, I'm not sure how that all got transpired, but we actually won that that meet that night. So that was good for us, playing on a new course that we've never been to as individuals or as a team, competing against teams that we don't see very often. I was super excited to see the girls get out there on an unknown course and really go pretty low for us. We had a couple of scorers in the 40s, which for our team, I think we're shooting our best golf if we can get in the 40s for nine holes. So that was really neat. And then obviously beating Algona and Webster City earlier this year too, that was a great achievement. Super excited about how it kind of at regionals today, We beat Iowa Falls. I can't remember off the top of my head how many strokes it is now. I don't have it in front of me. They beat us twice throughout the regular season. Elgona has beat us once. We beat them today also. So I thought we were doing a good job with that.
Well, Coach, yeah, that's my mistake. I click into that meet now, and Waterloo Christian didn't have enough athletes to actually score. So there's zero.
Correct.
On Varsity Bound scored actually higher than your guys' 205. But the 205
yeah.
did win. The 205 for Hampton Dumont Cal did win. So winners of two different meets this season. Yep. Trinity Swart was the low with 48 on your guys' team. And speaking of that, can you talk about some of the players that really did an outstanding job for you this season?
Trinity is one that I think is always pretty solid for us, day in and day out. Obviously, she's pretty hard on herself. I ask her how she's doing on the course. She's like, horrible. You look at her scorecard, and she's doing just fine. She has high expectations, which is awesome. I think that's good. I mean, in order to have those get those low scores, you have to have those high expectations. Madison Lindemann has been pretty solid for us from start to finish of the year. And she always likes the Clear Lake course where we're at with regionals. Skylar Valley, being a senior, is always one that I counted on as being one of our top four scorers. Solid in and out, good swing, and can just hit the heck out of the ball. Courtney Dunt is another one of our seniors that we had this year. And she probably came out a little colder at the beginning of the season than what she was probably anticipating. But she's a grinder, and our last few meets, man, she just played some great golf, really started hitting the ball. I kept kidding her the last few golf practices and such that I'm going to enter her in some lady long drive competitions because she just started to just drill her driver. And then we had Asia Shepherd, a senior that I hate to say kind of stole away from track. She was one and done this year, and her improvement from the beginning of the year to the end of the year was just amazing. I would have loved to have her for 4 years, but she contributed, was a great person to have on the golf team, always had a smile and brought a lot of energy to the team. And then our sixth person that we had was actually my daughter, Kenzie, and she was up and down, obviously, as a lot of freshmen can be. Got a great swing, can hit the snot out of the ball, but very inconsistent, and obviously as a freshman, playing a lot of golf this summer, hopefully, and we'll figure that out before next year. So,
well, you certainly had a strong group there of six, and obviously some great senior leadership as well. And now that you've done a good job kind of rounding out the seniors and some of the better shooters, let's talk about that that thing that you brought up for Asia Shepherd, and that's improvement over the season. Obviously, the way this season began, it didn't know if many people were going to get out on the course, let alone show any improvement throughout the year. But obviously, a big jump for your team this year, despite the weather conditions. Talk about how this team improved throughout the year.
I thought we were going to hit the ground running this year with the first week of practice just being beautiful. And then Mother Nature had different plans. And so we tried to make as best of what we could with inside practices, watching videos. We did a lot of chip and punting and inside. And, you know, if you can concentrate for that hour of practice that you're trying to get in since it's inside, you are making yourself better, and it will transfer to the golf course. But, you know, we have traveled to different places, and you ask the girls, well, what did you do well? What did you didn't do well? And what do we need to work on? And really listen to the girls. Like, I was in the trees a lot, and I kept hitting the trees. Like, I need to learn how to hit it low. So then you teach the girls how to hit a punch shot, or you teach the girls maybe try to how to turn their hands a little bit to try to work the ball. And just great improvement. I'm being able to trust the girls to tell you what they need to work on, and going from there and just trying to make them a more well-rounded, better golfer.
Well, and you brought it up right there, becoming a better team. And now, of course, you guys will miss losing your guys as seniors, but you have a good, solid group out, lots of sophomores on this roster. Where do you feel you're at as far as a program? And then especially coming back next year, you have a lot of returners despite losing a few key seniors.
Yeah. No, I obviously you can never replace your seniors. The great leadership, great attitude, great worth ethic. But I'm feeling good about next year. We got Madison and Trinity coming back. We have Kenzie coming back as a freshman. We have Katie Sosa, who will be a senior next year, who really started to show some good improvement towards the end of the year, being new to golf. She was really starting to get it. Came to a couple extra practices when we went to varsity only. She was going to be her alternate. So I'm pretty excited to see her. So So, and there's a lot of other girls on our junior varsity team this year that are really going to push for those, you know, the four, five, and six spots for next year. So I'm really excited about that because competition obviously breeds better golf. So.
Well, and it always seems every year the key is trying to fill those final three spots. The 4, 5, 6 always seem to be the most competitive coach, and we wish you the best of luck with that going forward, and we appreciate your time.
Perfect. Hey, I appreciate you reaching out, and it's always good talking to you.
Absolutely, Coach. It's our pleasure, and now we'll move on to the outro after this on 104.9 KLMJ.
At Mort's Water Company, we're busy thinking spring, and we're getting our equipment ready to dig. This is Justin Morton at Mort's Water Company. This winter, our crews have been busy making sure we are ready when you are ready to dig. Call Mort's Water Company for water lines, septic systems, pump and well work, and horizontal boring. Call 1-800-HEY-MORT. Call Mort's Water Company. Find us at mortsonline.com.
And that will do it for today's Mort's Water Company Sports Beat Show. We appreciate your time listening to us here, and I want to send a big shout out to all of the coaches and athletes we've had on the show over the last half hour. We appreciate all of their time and efforts they've put in this season to make this spring season even more fun and enjoyable for us. But with that said, thank you for listening in to this week's show. If you want to listen back to any portion of the show, you can do that online at radioonthego.com or on our free Radio On The Go mobile app underneath the sports tab anytime, anywhere. And of course, we'll be back again same place, same time next week, 8:30 to 9 on Saturday mornings right here on 104.9 KLMJ. Now enjoy the rest of your Saturday and the rest of our state track and field coverage from Des Moines here on KLMJ.
You have been listening to the Sports Beat, sponsored by Mort's Water Company. Mort's Water Company is your local, independent, authorized Kinetico dealer. We are a fifth-generation family-owned business that has been serving North Central Iowa for over 125 years. For all your water and sewer needs, all you have to remember is 1-800-HEY-MORT, and if the subject is water, let Mort's Water Company bring it up. Thank you for listening, and tune in again next Saturday morning at 8:30 to the Mort's Water Company Sports Beat on KLMJ 104.9 Hampton and RadioOnTheGo.com.